Today's August 26th Shelter Cove Resort Improvement District study session went completely off the rails. The meeting was intended to discuss public concerns about code and law enforcement in the Shelter Cove area. The originally planned 90-minute meeting lasted almost 2.5 hours. The speaker panel consisted of 2nd District Humboldt County Supervisor Michelle Bushnell, Sheriff William Hansel, Planning and Building Director John Ford, along with California Highway Patrol Lieutenant Gabriel Parker, who was recently posted to their station in Garberville. As previously reported on KMUD News, Shelter Cove has ongoing issues with public safety and code violations, especially concerning a few residents who bear the brunt of consistent complaints. Many residents of Shelter Cove feel that response from the Sheriff's Department and county code enforcement has been consistently lacking for years. We'll start with parts of opening statements from Sheriff Hansel, John Ford, and Michelle Bushnell. Michelle Bushnell pleaded with the audience in advance to be respectful with their questions and comments.
I'm going to ask you to please be respectful. I know you want answers. They need to hear the question. You need to allow them to answer and to know that solutions are coming in. You know, it's not going to be today, but halfway. So we really want to be respectful of the folks that are here.
Sheriff Hansel stated his intention to work directly with the Shelter Cove community.
You're also to be realistic about what we can actually do. And it doesn't mean that there's not problems here. We want to be there to help you solve them. We want to be there to offer some ideas, but also work with you. Because that's what our number one goal here is, to work with this community to make sure that you all feel safe and that you all feel heard when there is a need for public safety to come there and address the issue.
John Ford emphasized that he is open to direct contact from Shelter Cove residents.
My name is John Ford. I'm the Director of Planning and Building. Planning and Building also does include code enforcement. Sometimes I'm derogatorily called the Director of Code Enforcement, but we get to do all of those things. And so if you have concerns about what's happening or not happening on a piece of property, you can't get answers. My door is open. My door is open to staff. My door is open to the public.
However, the meeting was later interrupted by Christine Rose, the notorious Shelter Cove resident who reportedly ripped out a resident's hair and fired gunshots outside of another's home. Michelle Bushnell attempted to play peacemaker and maintain order, while Christine Rose attempted to pass out materials to the audience.
I'm out of here. Stop it.
Hey, hold on. This is a community meeting. Everyone needs to be respectful. Okay. Please do not pass that stuff out. Christine, I'm going to ask you not to pass that stuff out because this meeting is not about you.
Excuse me.
We're not doing this. We're going to allow these folks to answer questions. Okay, I'm going to ask you to take a seat.
All right.
Thank you.
There's format.
Okay, this is going to be controlled or we're not going to have this meeting. I'm sorry, it has to be that way though.
On the issue of Christine Rose, Sheriff Hansel explained that hearing a gunshot alone was not enough evidence to merit follow-up from the sheriff's office. He also explained that while a deputy had been posted to Shelter Cove, that situation was unique, and that the sheriff's department lacks the budget for a permanent posting in the area.
So I reviewed the report, and what I understand is that a gunshot was heard. Okay? A gunshot, no one saw anything, but they heard a gunshot. And just hearing a gunshot without any evidence to say where that gunshot came from, you know, we can't act on that.
I want to say something.
This is very, it's very important, okay? Because, you know, we have to ask. We have to, yes, I understand public safety is very important, but we also have to act on evidence, right? Tom was great, right? Tom was a very special individual that agreed to come here for this resident deputy position. You know, unfortunately, our staffing level does not provide an opportunity to have a resident deputy located here in Shelter Cove. We don't have the calls for service here. We don't have the you know, the ability to put a resident deputy here.
Mary Jo Abey, the resident who allegedly had her hair pulled out by Christine Rose, then stated that Christine did not belong in the area, which led to a hubbub, followed by Christine Rose accusing many in attendance of being criminals. Michelle Bushnell continued attempts to maintain order.
But you know what? We are all tired of being hassled by someone who shouldn't be there. And they won't do anything about her, but they come to us because we own a home and they know where we live. Not right.
She is a good person.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, guys. I'm sorry. Everybody needs... Wait. Stop, please. We cannot accomplish anything doing this. Christine, you have 3 minutes.
Okay, I'm Christine Rose. I'm the one everybody's talking about. Okay,
and
they're lying about me. I've been targeted.
I want you to address the sheriff or code enforcement or be quiet, please.
These guys, all
you've got 3 minutes. Do you have a question for them?
I just want to say that the sheriff's office is doing a stand-up job out here. These people are spoiled, and they just want everybody to come out at every little whimper. These people here are a bunch of criminals, and I'm going to prove it.
At this point, the Shelter Cove meeting on public safety and code enforcement started to become more of an arguing session. Later in the meeting, Christine Rose accused a resident in attendance of starting a wildfire.
Now, they started the June 18th, 2024 Luke Peter fire. It wasn't an arsonist. It was this thing. There were three of us witnesses. We smelled their tar.
I'm going to sit here and say I started a fire?
Hello.
That's an accusation going to directly.
I didn't even know it was you.
The meeting was out of control, and we had to cut most of the arguing out of this story, as including all of the screaming matches could have easily been our entire 30-minute newscast. At some point, there was a physical altercation, and Sheriff Hansel got involved to remove Christine Rose from the meeting. Supervisor Bushnell exclaimed that she was sweating bullets.
Now we don't have the sheriff because he's going to deal with the situation that just happened.
Finally.
And I know you guys are frustrated, but I have to do a process, so does everyone, and I feel it. I'm sweating bullets right now, you guys. I can tell you.
Even after Christine Rose was removed from the meeting, many Shelter Cove residents were still heated and insulted the speaker panel directly.
And they're full of shit. A woman came out there and looked at the situation.
After over 2 hours of chaos, Shelter Cove Resort Improvement District board members finally got to ask questions and make their own comments. Tessia Bouchain, board vice president, stated that Shelter Cove has received little outside support and relayed concern that the current situation with a lack of law and code enforcement could get worse.
It is getting to the point where... For years, the community has we've been left kind of to our own, having to protect ourselves. And it is getting to that point where something bad is going to happen. And that's why we're having this meeting today.
Shelter Cove board member Wes Bonheim was more pointed in his comments towards John Ford and Sheriff Hansel, citing his own experience working within larger government organizations.
It's very disingenuous to sit here and hear that, you know, from you, Sheriff and Mr. Ford, that I wasn't aware that this was an issue when we have our public who has been reporting it to your department. As the head of the department, I think the expectation is, of course, you're not going to know every little that happens in your department. You're not going to know at all times where all your deputies are. I don't think that's the expectation. The expectation is that your organization functions in such a way so that it can fix it, and that if things need to be escalated because they haven't been, then that would then show up on your desk. I mean, I was in the military and I worked for the federal government. Like, I understand these larger organizations and how that works.
Today's Shelter Cove Resort Improvement District public study session concerning law and code enforcement was messy and unlikely to quickly resolve current issues. But speakers present, representing the government of Humboldt County, now assuredly feel the real frustration in the area. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.